The following is an unrehearsed interview with Mr. Lawrence W. Weatherby, Governor of Kentucky from November 1950 to December 1955. The tape is being made for the Oral History Commission and the Department for Libraries and Archives as part of the project, The Bookmobile, an Historical Perspective. The interview is conducted by Gene Wiggins at Governor Weatherby's home in Frankfort, Kentucky on March 4, 1986. Governor Weatherby, I've enjoyed reading your papers as they have been edited by John Kleber, and I see a great deal of evidence of your part in developing the Bookmobile project. Can you tell us your initial interest in bookmobiles and libraries and the action you took?
My interest in libraries and in young people and in education goes back to the time my father was on the school board in Jefferson County. Subsequent to that, I became the judge of the Jefferson Juvenile Court, at which position I was in when I was elected lieutenant governor. I had been very closely associated with the mental hygiene clinic and with the community chest in Jefferson County in Louisville while I was practicing law there. And as a result of that preliminary interest, I was interested in all young people and how to better equip them to live in Kentucky. When I became governor, I had talked to Barry Bingham and Mary Bingham about the project of Bookmobile. They bought the first one that was purchased by the state. They bought it and contributed to the state. Then we started the promotion of the mile of bookmobiles. And we had contributions from all of the outstanding business people in Kentucky buying a bookmobile. When we got the mile of bookmobiles, then we dedicated them and put them on the road. Excuse me. Put them on the road with the books to take them to the people who could use them and could gain an education from that portion of the operation. Then when I became governor, when Senator Clemens went to the Senate, I called a special session of the legislature and appropriated some money to the educational fund. We had a surplus. And I also appropriated some money to the libraries for the bookmobile. We had a fine dedication ceremony, and we started the bookmobiles traveling throughout Kentucky. I followed them from time to time and found them in various areas as I was campaigning for a full term as governor. I would see the bookmobiles in various places throughout the state. I was right proud of the fact that they were doing such a good job.
At that time, did you feel they would continue as they have?
Well, I tried to make it so that they would have to, because I appropriated the money to the department for the purpose of continuing. So I was hoping that they would continue and that future governors would appropriate the money to keep them running, because I thought they were doing a terrific job for the people, particularly in the hollows of eastern Kentucky, who never had a chance to go to a library, never had a chance to get a book to read until the Bookmobile project went into operation.
And that is still true today. We had a lot of prominent Kentucky citizens who took a very active role in the Bookmobile project. Do you happen to remember any of them, and could you comment on them?
Well, I remember, of course, Barry Bingham and Mary Bingham, right, and the whole group at the Courier-Journal They supported us wholeheartedly. Then there was a man who was the head of Kaufman Strauss, and I don't remember his name offhand, but he was
Harry Schachter.
Harry was very instrumental in helping us promote the bookmobile. As a matter of fact, I think his committee, the Committee for Kentucky, was the first group that ever mentioned bookmobiles to me. And then Barry Bingham was the one who followed up on it. And we had people from all over the state, the Ashland Oil people, Blazer from Ashland. They were very instrumental in promoting it. I could name, but it's been many, many years ago.
That's
hard
true.
For me to remember all of those who participated, but I remember those particularly.
But there was a strong effort on the part of citizens across the state.
All over the state, and some of the leading citizens of the state got behind it. Smith Broadbent down in Cadiz, and Captain Smith Broadbent, the father of President Smith, he was very active in it. Willie Foster from Mayfield, who was the head of Merrick Clothing Company, he was very active in it. Some people over around Paducah, they were active in it. And we had support from all over the state.
Do you remember any of the details of the presentation of the mile-long row of bookmobiles?
No, I don't.
That was from the Kentucky Fairgrounds,
that's
right?
That's right. We used the fairgrounds to line them up, and I remember specifically going out there and telling the people what it was all about, that these were bookmobiles that had been donated to the state of Kentucky by various business interests and interested citizens, and that when we started those, I was going to see that we got the money from the state to operate them, since the people had contributed the bookmobiles themselves.
Did you find a great deal of support from legislative people for the bookmobile program?
Particularly the Eastern Kentucky representative. They were very much interested in it, and they knew how it would help their areas. They were all very much interested in it. And all of the members of the Jefferson County delegation, they were interested in it because they wanted to help the other people of the state. I think that we did not have a vote against my recommendation that we contribute money to the bookmobile program. I don't think we had a single vote against that appropriation.
That's great. They knew it was a good thing.
They knew it was a good thing, and of course, as I say, and I always go back to this, Barry Bingham Sr., who was then running the Courier-Journal, did a world of work on plugging it through the papers, through the Courier-Journal and the Times, and as a result, other papers throughout the state picked it up, and they helped promote it so that when we submitted it to the legislature, they were prepared to pick it up and go with it.
The people had been informed.
That's right.
I understand that there was a statewide drive for books to put on the bookmobiles, but there was a larger one in Louisville than the rest of the state.
That's right.
Do you recall anything about that drive?
No, I remember that the librarian in Louisville was very much interested in the program and led the promotion for the books to be gathered to put on the bookmobile and the type of books. Then we had a committee that worked on the type of books that we would put in the bookmobile so that we did not get some bad influences in the books.
Well, there was an unbelievably large number of books
brought
in from that drive, as I have read the history, certainly. The state librarian at that time was Margaret Willis.
Right.
I'm sure you worked very closely with her.
Very close with her, and she's a very dear friend of mine. As a matter of fact, when, as you mentioned, John Cleaver preparing the papers, the book about my papers, we had a reception down at the old Capitol when he presented his book, and Miss Wilson was there. And I was so pleased that she was interested enough to come over and see what we had said about the bookmobile. And I've talked to her several times since then. And she mentioned the fact that I upheld her in all of the council meetings and in all of the cabinet meetings. I would point her out as one of the people who were interested in promoting Kentucky.
You have certainly expressed a very keen interest in the education of our younger generation, and I feel you're no less interested in it now than you have been
right. All
the time. Could you comment on the effect you feel libraries play in the education of our youth?
Well, I think this, that the bookmobiles and the libraries who were interested in that project have done a tremendous job of educating young people who had no other way to secure such an education as broad as they did under those programs. And I think that they've done a tremendous job for the state. I never went into a community that had a bookmobile in 1951 when I was running for a full term as governor. I never went into a single community that someone didn't remark to me about the bookmobile and how helpful it had been in the education of the young people.
And it also played a role in educating the adult generation, did it not?
That's right. That's right. I think a world of Kentuckians learned to read through the bookmobile program who had not been able to read and write prior to that time.
Since the beginning, it has played a great role in serving the older generation who are confined to their homes or cannot travel from their homes to the library. Have you had any experience with its service in that capacity?
Only the comments that people would make when I would go around, as I say, in 1951 when I was campaigning for a full term, they would comment to me how much the bookmobile meant to the young people and to the older people who couldn't get out and get around. So that, from that standpoint, I have had that experience.
People have commented to me that it is one technically free service, at least free to the citizen in the state, which is vital to every individual. No one is excluded.
That's right.
In this service.
That's right, and they do not have to pay a cent for it, except through their tax dollars to the state. The state makes the appropriation to continue the program, but it does not cost a single penny to the person who uses the book. He goes in and takes out what books he wants, and the next time the bookmobile comes by, well, he turns in those and takes another bunch of books. And the operator of the bookmobile has a recommendation for almost any person who asks their opinion.
They have a rather unique position in the library field.
They do.
Certainly a
very
close working.
That's right. And they can tell the person who goes to the bookmobile what books they have that they might be interested in, and which ones would be helpful to them in gaining knowledge on what they were interested in.
Can you think of many other programs in our state which are as far-reaching as bookmobile service?
I don't know of a single one. I think it's the most far-reaching statewide program that we have in Kentucky.
Many of us have discussed whether or not its role has changed over the years, and whether or not there is a demanding change in the future. Have you any feeling toward that?
No, I have not. I do not have an opinion on it. I have not been close enough to it recently to know how it's operating or how they're taking care of it, so I have no opinion on what the situation is at this time.
But I bet it still gives you a positive feeling when you see that blue bookmobile.
Oh, yes, it does. A lot of satisfaction in it.
The people who actually bought the bookmobiles in the beginning, those were outright donations, right?
Right.
And some of them were presented as memorials, were they not?
Right. And some of them were presented in memory of people who had started the businesses that were promoting them. And I remember some of the companies bought two or three of them and would name them in memory of this, that, or the other person in their organization. I know that was particularly true of Paul Blazer from Ashland, because he was one of the most vigorous supporters we had for the bookmobile program.
And did the people recognize the necessity of the bookmobile for the entire state as opposed just to one, their own region?
Yes, those who made the contributions did. And of course the people who were being serviced by the bookmobile, they were tremendously in favor of the whole thing expanding and taking in everybody in the state, because they were so satisfied with the service they were getting from.
Mrs. Mary Gray was another person who contributed a lot to the bookmobile project.
Yes.
Did you work with her?
Yes. She was on the committee that worked to gather up the contributions for the bookmobile program.
A very dynamic little lady,
I've been
told.
Yes.
Do you remember
very much about
her? I remember
her very well, yes. She was very active and a very excellent salesperson.
And we do have to sell any of our ideas or products, right?
Sure do. You have to sell them to the people that support them, and if you don't sell them, well, they're not going to be successful.
Perhaps it didn't have to be sold to you, but I'm sure you were influenced by the people promoting it. Can you do you recall any of the people who had the strongest influence in persuading you to be so generous to the idea?
I think Schachter and Bingham's and Paul Blazer. I would name those four people as the ones who discussed it with me and really pushed me to push it.
Mr. Schachter must have been a very wise businessman with
his plan. He was, and even when he left Louisville from the Kaufman Strauss building business, he moved to, I believe it was Indianapolis, but he still maintained an interest in this program here in Kentucky. and came to see me several times about it as we were working on it. But that was after he had left the business here and his chain group moved him to, I believe it was Indianapolis, anyway it was some city outside of Kentucky. But he maintained his interest in the bookmobile program and in several other things that his committee for Kentucky had proposed.
Mm-hmm. Well, that certainly speaks well for the people who started the program.
That's right.
Is still continuing in a very strong manner with a large fleet of bookmobiles.
How many do they have now, do you know, Jean?
That's an interesting question, and I cannot give you the answer. Most of our counties have one or more.
One or more. I thought all of the counties had at least one.
Well, we do have a few who do not have a bookmobile.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have some that have two bookmobiles.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really know the total number. We'll make a point of finding out now that you've raised the question. I understand a lot of those first bookmobiles had been converted from other types of mobile units.
That's right.
To accommodate books.
They were. They were, several of them, as I recall them, were converted from pickup trucks into a bookmobile by placing a trade on the back end of a pickup truck and putting shelves in it for the books.
And some mail trucks?
Yes.
Maybe? Former
That's
mail
right,
trucks?
Yeah.
And
they would put a door on the back end so that they could walk in the back end of the wagon, the mobile.
The people who have been librarians on those mobile units must get together someday and present an anthology of anecdotes.
Mm-hmm.
They have some great tales to tell.
Yeah, they sure do.
Perhaps you've heard some of them. And do any of them stay with you?
No, they don't.
They're too many to remember
too many.
All
That's
of
right.
those stories.
It's too long ago.
They've had some very unique experiences.
I bet they have.
In dealing.
I remember that several of them told me about them, but as I say, I cannot recall them or the time or the place.
Many counties were represented in that hot summer day in 1954
mm-hmm.
to accept bookmobiles, I'm sure. Were both librarians and county officials present?
Yes, many of them, and supporters of the program. For instance, in Graves County and Trigg County, there too I remember, Broadbent and Willie Foster. Then, of course, the librarian from Boyd County was there with Mr. Blazer. From Bell County, they were there. And Dr. Stacy from Bell County was there with his librarian, and he was one of our strong supporters. And I could just remember people from all over the state being representatives of the library and representatives of the county officials. But it's hard to remember the individual names and places.
Sure.
That they came from.
Is there a good lesson in that for us, though, that close working relationship of a particular profession and the general public?
Yes, and I used it in 1953 when we were trying to amend the Constitution in reference to section 186 of the Constitution, which mandated the distribution of all school funds on the basis of population instead of the attendance in the school. And we wanted to repeal that section of the Constitution. so that we could develop, and which we did, the minimum foundation program, where you could distribute all the state funds on the basis of average daily attendance instead of on the basis of population, where we had distributed on the basis of population. Lots of the people that counted in that distribution did not go to school. So that's the reason we wanted to change it and pass the minimum foundation program. But in getting back to the people, they assisted us in selling the whole population on amending the Constitution so we could develop the minimum foundation program. And that's exactly, I think, what Martha Lane Collins, the present governor, has done in order to pass her school program in 1985 in her special session. She got the citizens, the leaders of the communities, to come in and help her sell it to the legislature.
That's the way a democracy should work, isn't it?
That's the way it should work, and that's the only way to get it done properly so that the next fella comes along doesn't kick it off.
People are the most important element in most anything we do.
That's right. And you need to sell the people for what you want to do.
Well, I'm sure that's the way you people got the bookmobile project off to such a terrific beginning. Can you think of anything regarding the progress of the bookmobile which we had failed to cover in our comments?
No, because as I've said many times during this interview, it's been a long time since I was active in the state government. It's been 31 years, you see, since I left the governor's office. And
well,
the bookmobile was promoted and developed 5 years before that.
Right. There were a few out-of-state people who contributed bookmobiles. I'm sure they had state affiliations. I know the R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company.
That's right.
From North Carolina.
Well, but
contributed 5 bookmobiles, I believe.
Yeah, but they were then, they had a plant here in Kentucky.
Okay.
And Billy Reynolds was a real close friend of mine and helped us promote the, since you mentioned him, well, mentioned Reynolds, well, I remember Billy being active in our program.
Here are some other contributors of bookmobiles that might
I see you have the one I mentioned several times, right on top, Paul Blazer.
Right. You might recall
Kaufman Strauss Company, that was Schachter, Langs, and I remember them. Ben Williamson Company from Ashland. Time Finance, that was Barney Linehan. I had represented him as an attorney, and he was a very close friend of mine. He and his brother, who organized and ran town, owned Times and Finance. Cecil, Kentucky Colonels, Ashland Oil, Louisville Courier. They gave 5 also.
That, of course, is only a partial list of,
yes,
of donors.
Yes, and Sportsley Hall of Harrisburg, the president of that, was very active in supporting us in our development. Reynolds Tobacco, Armco, National Bank of Ashland, Union Underwear Company. Now, they had a plant here in Frankfort, and they contributed a bookmobile. They also had a plant in Bowling Green. And the man who was head of the Frankfort office moved to Bowling Green and kept promoting bookmobiles.
again, an emphasis on the statewide representation. We're at the end of this side of our tape. Let's pause for a minute, and then we can turn to the other side.
All right.
I'm sure it wasn't easy to find donors of bookmobiles. How did you go about recruiting the people to contribute?
Well, we had those who started out early with it, like Barry Bingham and Paul Blazer, people like that, and Harry Schachter. And Paul Blazer would call me and say, "Governor, I think we ought to call on so-and-so. We can get a bookmobile out of them." Barry Bingham would call and say, "Now look, don't say that we've given five, but tell them that the Courier Journal and Times has given five. They ought to give them something." Now that's the way we went out and got additional mobiles supported and financed.
So you all really went to the various
we went to the business people.
The street.
That's right.
State.
In other words, if I can recall properly, I think Barry Bingham suggested to me that I go see Paul Blazer to get him interested. Well, as soon as we got him interested, then he was just took off, and he would call me and ask me to go see so-and-so with him to get them to contribute a bookmobile. Now, several of the out-of-state people who contributed were contributing because of Paul Blazer and different business people in Kentucky calling on them. That's where we got all the additional bookmobiles contributed.
Without that contribution, it'd been hard to put a fleet like that together.
Oh, it would have, sure. And Billy Reynolds, another. His company contributed to it, and they, in turn, asked other people out of the state to contribute to it. At that time, of course, they had a big plant here in Kentucky, and they were interested in it, and they were interested in getting other people interested.
One of the other leading industries of our state is the whiskey industry. Did we receive contributions from any of those companies?
Yes, we did, but some of our leading leaders in the promotion hesitated to get them out front because of the dry counties in Kentucky that were going to benefit from the bookmobile. But we finally got contributions from them through their attorney, Lewis Cox, who was a member of the state senate. He handled the whole end of it for the liquor industry, and they agreed to make contributions in various ways without being publicized because they realized that it could hurt us in some of the counties that we were working in because they're dry counties. But Lewis worked on the industry, and he was the attorney for the industry and a member of the state senate, so he helped us through that relationship.
So they didn't get the publicity the other people got, did they?
They didn't want it.
So that's...
They didn't want it, and some of our group did not want them to have it. They were afraid it would hurt it in other respects.
But at least they added their support to it, too.
They added it to it and made contributions through various local communities. And as I recall, Marion County, for instance, the liquor industry made a big contribution in cash to them so that they could buy a bookmobile.
Now, this was certainly everybody's project.
It was. Everyone joined in it. And it's just like many, many other things in Kentucky. Kentuckians will go forward on anything that the people, the leadership of the community, ask them to do. But they've got to be sold on it first by the leadership.
Agreed.
Well, thank you so much, Governor Weatherby, for sharing with us your memories of the bookmobile, and thank you for the contributions you have made in making it all possible.
Thank you very much, and I've enjoyed visiting with you. I'm sorry my memory was so hazy on some portions of it.
Your memory's fine.